The so-called pilgrimage walk began at 5 o'clock on Saturday morning. That's when tens of thousands of young people started trickling across the Sydney Harbour Bridge. By lunchtime, the youthful flow had become an impenetrable flood. Their goal was Randwick Racecourse, venue of the evening vigil with the Pope. Their purpose was to spend time with the Holy Father, enjoy the great entertainment, dance, sing, yell until they were hoarse, and eventually even get some sleep before Sunday morning's closing mass. In a word, it was one big party.
Friends of the world, welcome to the Southern Cross Precinct in Sydney, Australia, for the World Youth Day 2008 evening vigil with His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI.
So when almost 200,000 partying, singing, yelling young people fell absolutely silent during the adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, the silence was truly deafening. It was just one of the more moving moments, including the candle lighting ritual, in an event that allowed the Pope his second opportunity to address the youth directly after his arrival speech on Super Holy Thursday.
Dear young people!
Benedict XVI took full advantage of this opportunity. He greeted the festive crowd in different languages and spoke to them at length about the Holy Spirit and what it means to be witnesses in a world where individuals and communities often suffer from an absence of unity.
Once again this evening we have heard Christ's great promise. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And we have heard his summons. Be my witnesses throughout the world.
The Holy Spirit, he said, quoting St. Augustine, is the bond of unity within the Blessed Trinity. Unity is communion, love, and giving.
This sharing in God's nature occurs in the unfolding of the everyday moments of our lives where He is always present.
The Pope went on to explain how communion sustains unity and fulfills human identity, how love is the sign of the presence of the Holy Spirit, and how God gives Himself to us endlessly. In view of this ceaseless gift, he said, we come to see the folly of the consumerist mindset.
We begin to understand why the quest for novelty leaves us unsatisfied and wanting. Are we not looking for an eternal gift? The spring that will never run dry? With a Samaritan woman, let us exclaim, give me this water that I may thirst no more.
This, in essence, was the Pope's message to his young audience. Let unifying love be your measure, abiding love your challenge, self-giving love your mission. In accepting the power of the Holy Spirit, you too can transform your families, communities, and nations.
In the end, life is not about accumulation. It is much more than success. To be truly alive is be transformed from within, open to the energy of God's love. Let wisdom, courage, awe and reverence be the marks of greatness. Amen.
Judging by the applause, it was a challenge the youth appeared to accept willingly. Meanwhile, as the Pope left the venue to return to St. Mary's Cathedral, where he's staying, a few of the young people crawled into their sleeping bags. Most of the others went back to just having fun. The long night at the racecourse was only just beginning. With the Pope in Australia, I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.